Genesis chapter 6, verse 14. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. Build an ark. What? I'm going to send rain on the earth till it covers the whole world. I want you to build an ark to hold every kind of animal. Do you realize how long that would take? So get busy. Noah and the flood are probably ridiculed more often than any other account in the Bible. But what an example it is for us. Today, the Lord is saying to you and me, build an ark. Build an ark first by taking God at his word. What evidence was there that there was going to be a flood? It wasn't raining. There was no apparent past experience of such flooding. There certainly wasn't a community consensus or any scientific support. There was no evidence except God's word. And on that basis, Noah pounded every nail as if his life depended on it. And it did. And this faith that took God at his word saw the confirmation when the Lord caused the animals to come to him, when the Lord himself shut the door of the ark, when the waters prevailed over the mountaintops, but Noah and his family rode safe in the hands of the Lord far above the raging waters. Though all this happened, what evidence is there that the world is going to end with the Lord judging the living and the dead? There's no such judgment visible now. It hasn't happened in the past. There's certainly no community consensus or scientific support. In fact, much of the scientific community clings to the very uniformitarianism. Everything's just going to continue as it was foretold by God in 2 Peter 3. There is no current evidence except God's word. The same word that said, build an ark. And the flood did come. By God's grace, Noah needed no more. Do you? Build an ark, taking God at his word and pounding every nail as if your life depends on it. It does. Listen to Hebrews 11, God's commendation of Noah. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Noah's faith made the daily commitment to the saving of his household. It was an immense task. It took him a long time. How easily the pressure, the discouragement, the amusements of the world, the laziness of his own flesh could have sidetracked him. Daily, he needed God's help to keep that goal of God's word before his eyes. We are also told to build an ark for the saving of souls, our own and those around us. An ark that will survive the very melting of the elements of this world when Christ returns. And we, of course, cannot build such an ark in ourselves. But by the Holy Spirit, we can in Christ. In fact, Jesus says that the flood is a picture of our baptism. It washes away the guilt of all our sins. It carries us out of this world of death. It covers us with the righteousness that brings us into a new world, a world of life. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. So daily, we need God's help to keep this goal before our eyes, building an ark for the saving of our souls, pounding every nail as if our life depended on it, because it does. Build an ark, though it means being different. Do you remember how Genesis 6 demonstrated why the flood came? The difference between the children of God and the world had gradually faded with each generation until there was no real difference. Will you follow that same slippery slope of accommodation? A little less idealism of faith, a little more compromise with sin. A little less vision of God's grace and holiness. A little more satisfying yourself. A little less straining of every fiber to reach the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. A little more bowing at the altar of my freedom to do what I want. A little less meekness and sobriety. A little more self-exaltation and sex appeal. A little less Bible study. A little more pursuit of worldly pleasure until there is no real difference. The result of such accommodation ends up in the same place. Turning away from God and judgment. But Noah, with God, walked. By grace, he was different, complete in Christ. Let us fearfully recognize the parallels to our own day. God's description of those days before the flood is from the front pages of our newspapers. Lawlessness and disorder, with everyone seeking the freedom to do their own thing, to do whatever they want. If there's no real difference between you and me and the world, there's no need to guess who's not walking with God. The world never has. Though it means being different, build an ark in Christ, pounding every nail as if your life depends on it. It does. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 334, stanzas 1 and 2.